Views expressed on this program are those of the host and guests and are not necessarily those of the Information Radio Network, its affiliates, stations, or advertisers.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. And, well, this evening, or nearly at this time, why I have an open line, and we do open lines, but I talked to a gentleman from the Christian Action Network this week, and his name is Jason Campbell, and his message is so important. that I decided that Sydney wanted to put him on this evening, and hopefully we're going to be able to get him, although I see a little message here that he isn't answering his telephone, be that as it may. Let's give you the background of his message. Now, everybody knows we're involved in a war on terrorism. Sydney, we've got Sydney about 500,000 men over there, or at least we're paying for them, 300,000 Afghan troops, 90,000 American troops, 46,000 NATO troops, 100,000 contractors. They're over there. They're fighting Al-Qaeda, the terrorist organization there. And, of course, we certainly have to give up a lot of our freedom here at home to protect ourselves from terrorism. They have to pass all sorts of new laws here in the United States. The National Defense Appropriations Act, which now allows the president to arrest anyone here in the United States, even if they're an American citizen, accused of being a terrorist. Suddenly a couple of months ago, our drones took out an American citizen over in Yemen, and whether he was a terrorist or not, I don't know. We've never been convicted. We've been told he was a terrorist, and so they sent a drone over, and they killed him. But what was so tragic was a couple of weeks later, his son, 16-year-old son, was over there looking for his father. His name was Al-Awlaki. And of course, they sent a drone to kill his 16-year-old son, who was not a terrorist at all. But this is perfectly all right, because after all, we're involved in a war on terrorism, and we've got to accept torture as a nation. We've got to send torture as a political tool to protect the American people against the threat of terrorism. But there's a couple of things wrong about what's going on, and one of them is the fact that we've got dozens of terrorist training camps here in the United States, funded by Saudi Arabia, and some of them funded by a man named Gulen, a multi-billionaire living in Pennsylvania under the auspices of the CIA. And these terrorist training camps are training people, basically in techniques using automatic weapons, using various forms of violence. They're being taught, most of the people in these terrorist training camps have been recruited in our own prisons. And certainly in our prison system, where they allow Islamic clerics to come in, they came from Saudi Arabia. They indoctrinate the people there in this radical form of Islam. And then when they're discharged from prison, they're given a suit and $10 and a bus ticket, of course. It takes them to these Islamic training camps, where they continue to certainly be trained in various forms of hostilities and violence to be used in the coming jihad against America. The government knows where all of these training camps are, and Jason Campbell of the Christian Action Network has written about them. Our good friend Paul Williams has written about them. You can read about them up on the Internet. You can actually see videos of them going back to 1990. It's at the end of a video we have called Jihad in America. And nobody ever talks about it. Well, let's get to Jason. He's on the line. Hi, Jason. How are we doing?
Hi. Thank you so much for having me.
Well, I think it's such an important subject. We'll be back in just a moment with Jason Campbell. Jason, you go ahead and pick up the story.
Okay. Now or...
Right now.
Go. Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think it really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work. It's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Verkey water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Verkey water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
Islamic cleric who has been deported. But of course, there are 35 of them. They have recruited the people for them from our prisons. They're mostly black Americans who have actually been converted to the Muslim faith in prison. And of course, they are there at the camps. They're training people in various forms of bomb making, use of automatic weapons. They have automatic weapons in violation of the law. At one time, these terrorist training camps were on the terrorist watch list. They were taken off the terrorist watch list during the Clinton administration. And what was the justification for taking them off the terrorist watch list?
Inactivity is what the State Department
told us. Inactivity, yeah. And certainly, basically, where can people read about this? Where can they get your DVD going into the background of these Islam? I mean, this is not imaginary, ladies and gentlemen. I've researched this. We've certainly had Dr. Paul Williams as a speaker at our last conference. I guess that's about a little over a year ago. And basically, he's written extensively about it. He studied these. Now, they have to be financed. Where's the money coming for these Muslim training camps, terrorist training camps here in the United States?
Well, we got to understand first that most of where the money's coming from is through white-collar crime. Also, you got to realize that most of these people are using government-subsidized type housing, money, food stamps, welfare programs, all fraudulently. You may have up to three or four families with multiple children living in a single-wide trailer. And people know this is what's going on. There was a huge fraud scheme in California where they were taking money from the Department of Education in California to educate their own children, homeschool them on the compound. We're talking about self-sufficient compounds where they had their own schools, they had their own stores, they had their own water sources. They're self-sufficient. They're in very rural areas. If you don't know exactly where to look for them, you won't be able to find them. They're strategically located. We're talking up to, 200, 300-acre compounds that possibly, in some locations, Jelani, the leader, says that he has over 3,500 participants and, you know, those that live on these 35 compounds in the United States. So,
well, now, what is the relationship to Gulen, G-U-L-E-N, this fellow who was actually so instrumental in taking Turkey from being a secular state into a radical Muslim state? He's the multi-billionaire who is certainly behind the overthrow of the Turkish military regime.
Oh, yeah.
And there's been several articles in the Wall Street Journal about him. He's setting up charter schools all across America, certainly using federal funds to train children in the Turkish lifestyle, which of course is a Muslim lifestyle. We could not have any charter school teaching children about Christianity, but it's all right to teach them about the Muslim lifestyle. He's setting up thousands of these schools, Islamic radical schools throughout the Near East, the Middle East. That's Mr. Gulen. What's Gulen's relationship to these Islamic terrorist training camps in the United States, or is there any?
Well, I don't know if there's any direct connection between Gulen and what he's been able to accomplish. I know he's planning on, or already has in place, almost 200 schools in Texas alone, where he brings in radical Turkish teachers and clerics to come into these schools and teach. And the fact that it is taking the taxpayers' dollars to fund these schools, where parents have a choice, they can take taxpayers' dollars and put them into, take their children to these schools. That's definitely, but the overall scheme of what you're saying is they do have an agenda. They do have a fight against the West. And what it is you've got terrorist compounds, you've got an infrastructure for terrorists, these 35 Muslims of America camps, the Jamaat al-Fukra. In addition to that, now you've got a new generation of young people that are being taught that America is not a great nation. It's just like everybody else that has their flaws. And what we're seeing is this next generation coming up and not really, it's this self-jihad, of what Dr. Paul Williams talked about and what Robert Spencer has been preaching about.
Well, now, basically, there was a wonderful DVD that was put out in the early 1990s. It was called Jihad in America. It was actually, I think, first shown in 1994, and it showed these Islamic training camps that were here at that time. It was only allowed to be shown one time, and whoever controls the media put out an order. This would never be allowed to be shown on national television again. The DVD, Jihad in America, and it shows these Islamic clerics coming in from other countries talking about how they're going to be killing Americans, and they're going to have to cut off hands and feet so that Allah will have legs to walk on. But that was totally suppressed till it wasn't actually ever released and allowed to be shown or even shown anywhere in America till after the September 11th attack. We do have copies of that we make available. But remember, this was made in the early 1990s. Jason has a program put out by the Christian Ashkin Network. And is this all of your footage that you've shot? Is this Paul Williams' footage? What's the footage you have for your DVD?
Our DVD is called Homegrown Jihad, and it details in full description of what these camps are, why they're here, how they got here, why the State Department and Department of Homeland Security have not done anything to shut these guys down. It shows their criminal behavior. The best indication for the future is the past. And if you look at this organization, you look what they've been able to accomplish in the United States already, then you know that we've got something, we've got an infrastructure for terrorism in our own backyard. Our DVD will explain to viewers in a 45-minute, 50-minute documentary called Homegrown Jihad of exactly what these camps are all about. They say it themselves, though. Jelani clearly says that he is establishing the most advanced guerrilla Islamic warfare camps within the United States of America. This is what he's saying he's doing in the backyard in these rural areas in America. Most of them being on the East Coast, Georgia, New York, Florida, Virginia. Most of them being here on the East Coast, they're strategically located in very rural areas, but also strategically located into areas that would make America vulnerable.
But is there any evidence that the funding is coming from other seas for these? Is it coming from Saudi Arabia? Or simply, is it all being funded in one way or another by our own government?
In actuality, it's being funded by our own government.
And I think, ladies and gentlemen, you must understand, we've got a war on terrorism. My goodness, you got to take your shoes off when you go into the airport and get through security.
Right.
You've got to take off, you know, your belt. You've got to go through either a search or you've got to go through the X-ray machine because, of course, of the underwear bomber. But all of these things are phony. Richard Reed, the shoe bomber, the explosives in his shoes couldn't have gone off because you need blasting caps. And they didn't build a bomb with blasting caps. These smart people who build all these bombs didn't know you can't ignite C4 without a blasting cap. They gave him a fuse into his shoes, and he got a hot foot, but he didn't
right.
accomplish anything. The same thing was true with the underwear bomber. It was as phony as a $3 bill. Times Square bomber. They went all the way to Pakistan to learn to build a bomb so we could kill a lot of Americans in Times Square. And they told him to build a bomb, a smoke bomb. And of course, he said that. I mean, basically, do you really think that the terrorists over there are that stupid? Or are these plants working over, certainly in the Near East, the Middle East, who pretend to be terrorists and, of course, are recruiting people to carry out acts? But, of course, they don't want to blow up American planes. They don't want to blow up Times Square. But they want to create the impression that they're real terrorism. And yet, well, there are real terrorist training camps with people who really are learning to build bombs, who are working with automatic weapons in violations of laws of our country, totally suppressed by the controlled media in America. So, basically, is this a DVD of yours, the homegrown jihad, is that available on the internet? In other words, can they see it there? Do they have to purchase it?
A lot of it is already available on the internet through YouTube,
but
they can purchase the entire documentary at christianaction.org. Our website has got plenty of information for your viewers and listeners to go to and find out where the locations where these camps are located at, and see what our investigation has concerning this camp, which we've been literally doing for now 3 years since Dr. Paul Williams told us about it 3 years ago.
All right, fine. If you're out there listening, audience, you have a question or comment, and you're disturbed about this, why give us a call at 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. I have no question that this story is accurate. Why? Because we talked to Dr. Williams well over a year ago, and we've known Paul for a long period of time on a number of other things. He said he's worked very closely with the FBI and the intelligence agencies on various terrorist activities throughout the world. But, of course, on this one, this is being totally covered up by our own intelligence agencies. If you work for government, why you toe the line? And if you don't toe the line, well, they will come after you and make your life miserable. The government agencies are very, very compartmentalized. Have you talked to people in the government and asked them why they aren't trying to stop these terrorist training camps where they're practicing with automatic weapons and in violation of the federal laws?
Well, I think there's several ways to answer that question. One is that I do think that big groups like FBI and the Department of Homeland Security is aware of these groups, and they're trying to figure out a connection even to something higher. Number two is I think that the local sheriffs in the areas are scared to death of these organizations. But one of the big problems is our State Department. They've got to put them on the Foreign Terrorist Organization watch list, put them back up there.
But, of course, they won't do that, ladies and gentlemen. Basically, the State Department, I believe, is working hand in glove with terrorist organizations. In fact, we hired the terrorist organizations that are killing people in Iran today.
Yes. Yeah, I agree with you. I heard the music in the back. I thought we were going to a break.
Well, the way this thing works, we just talk right through the breaks because we have some people listening during the breaks and we have other people that...
heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-Dry Guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Sometimes when you're having an important spiritual conversation with a friend or loved one, time simply runs out. Now there's a place on the World Wide Web that will help you keep your friend's interest until you can meet again face to face. I'm talking about thestoryofjesus.com. Yes, that's right, thestoryofjesus.com. It's a wonderful new website that does exactly what you think it should. It tells the story of Jesus Christ. You'll find there a completely harmonized version of the four gospel accounts. It's available for you to browse through on your computer, download in print for a permanent reference, and you can even listen to the story on your computer or download files, which will work on your portable digital player. Tell your friends. Use it yourself. That's thestoryofjesus.com. Simple as that. Thestoryofjesus.com. For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
Actually able to shut one down in Colorado there, when because they raided this terrorist training camp, they found explosives, they found caches of automatic weapons, they found plans for violent acts and attacks, and actually a number of people there were arrested and sent to prison camps. But we didn't read about that in California. In fact, this is the first I'd ever heard of it. How have they been able to suppress information about the existence of these Islamic terrorist training camps, suppress this information from the American people?
I think two things. One is I remember going with a videotape that we had uncovered from a fire department official in Pennsylvania that had gone to one of these camps and had done some hidden camera work. And we took the videotape to Fox News. Now, this is Fox News. This is an ally of of this issue. And they looked at it, and I'm not, they looked at it and said, this is almost incredible. We can't air this. I mean, here you've got 50 militant women in fatigue with men teaching them how to fire automatic weapons in the Catskill Mountains of New York, in upstate New York. It's almost unbelievable when you think about it. And Sean Hannity has said, because it's unimaginable that we allow these organizations, which runs underneath a 501c3, a nonprofit organization, to operate within the United States of America, that has said we are establishing the most advanced guerrilla Islamic warfare training camp in the United States of America.
This is the same Sean Hannity who's called us a Ron Paul ridiculous, but he's not about to tell the American people about the Islamic terrorist training camps. You wonder what Sean Hannity's real objective is. Why would he suppress the information? Did he actually see these pictures?
Oh, yeah. But I mean, Sean Hannity's been a favorite of this. I mean, he did come out and do a piece on Muslims of America. But it is so much. I'm sure your listeners are there saying there really can't be 35 terrorist camps in the United States. And I encourage you to go to ChristianAction.org. There they'll get a list of where they're located at. This is a list that we compiled from the Department of Justice, from our own investigation, and then where Sheikh Jilani, the radical imam out of Lahore, Pakistan, says this is where I'm establishing these camps.
Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And ordinarily, this is the hour during the week when we do open lines. I always look forward to it. But I really felt that Jason Campbell's message is so important. I wanted you to hear it. And I know it's accurate. We've talked to Paul Williams. We've seen his pictures of these Islamic terrorist training camps. And of course, as you know, we've analyzed what's going on today. We know, for instance, recently Israel released 1,027 terrorists, 1,027 terrorists, so that Israel could get back one Israeli soldier. Now, over 400 of these terrorists that they released were multiple murders, or at least murderers, or some of them were multiple murders, having killed 3, 4, 5, 8 people. But they release the terrorists to get back one soldier. And you have to ask yourself, does that make sense? Well, it really does if you understand the catch and release of program of fishing. And if you have a pond with a lot of fish in it and you fish regularly, why, there won't be any more fish. But if you fish and then you release the fish, why, you can fish indefinitely. And if you're going to have a war on terrorism, why, you've got to release the terrorists, because most people don't want to be involved in terrorism, and of course, certainly most of the Palestinians don't want to be. But if you catch them and then you release them, they released 1,027 terrorists to get back one Israeli soldier. Does that make sense to you? If you doubt this, you say this couldn't be true, go up on the internet and just type in your search engine, Israel releases 1,027 terrorists for one Israeli soldier. Recently, they had a meeting over there, and they said, you know, we got to change the rules. We really shouldn't be releasing, 1,027 terrorists, many of them multi-murderers, to get back one soldier. We've got to change the rules. Do you honestly believe that the leaders of Israel are that stupid? No, they think we are. It's the old idea of catch and release. If you don't have any terrorists, how can you have a war on terrorism over there? But even more than that, when we have the terrorist training camps here in America, with literally hundreds, if not thousands, of people involved, and nothing is done about it, and the media refuses to tell you, we got a real problem. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY-464-8295.
Heaven, This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
I know that there are some of you out there who are suffering from a debilitating disease. Many of you may feel that there's nothing else that can be done regarding your cancer. I want to suggest that you investigate the Invita Clinic. The only clinic of its kind, Invita offers an extensive array of advanced natural treatments under one roof. They treat a wide variety of conditions, particularly cancer and heart disease. The diversity of their doctors' education and training ensures that no stone is left unturned when it comes to patient care. If I've stirred your interest, consider calling Invita at 866-830-4576. Better yet, investigate their website at www.invita.com. That's E-N-V-I-T-A.com. 866-830-4576, Invita at 866-830-4576. Invita.com.
People are becoming more aware of the dangers of fluoride in their drinking water. We're offering you a proven way to remove more than 95% of this dangerous chemical, which threatens your good health. It's the Whole House Fluoride Removal System, available right now from Radio Liberty. This system will also remove aluminum, manganese, arsenic, lead, and most heavy metals. Your fear regarding these dangerous chemicals in the water you drink can be eased by getting more information from RadioLiberty.com. Go to RadioLiberty.com right now and find out all you need to know about protecting your home's precious water supply. Read the information about the Whole House Water Fluoride Removal System and order one. Free shipping is included in every purchase. You can also call 1-800-544-8927. Where's that information? RadioLiberty.com. That's 1-800-544-8927.
Nothing new. These go back to the late 1980s. Of course, we have a DVD we've offered for a long period of time called Jihad in America. It was made in 1994 on the same subject. Of course, certainly the American Action Network has put out a new film. It's called give me the title of that one.
It's a homegrown jihad.
Homegrown jihad. And you can get this trailers of it up on the internet. You can get the DVD. And Sydney, you need to help us get the information out. Now, if you're out there in the listening audience, you'd like more information, our telephone number is 831-475-6651. And basically, we have our interviews with Sydney Paul Williams. In fact, he gave a talk, it was a year ago, and you can get that hour talk from Radio Liberty, where he goes into the background of this. Dr. Paul Williams, an internationally known author and a very reliable researcher. And now, of course, we have the Christian Action Network, which has done a great deal of this. They've actually talked to people who actually have left the camp. Why would some people leave the camp? Did they begin to realize that how fraudulent this whole thing was? Would they become a we're hearing a lot. Jason, there's a lot of noise in the background. Basically, why are some of the people leave the camp? You said you'd had an opportunity to talk to them.
Well, basically, you're exactly right why some people leave it. Is that, you know, let's say you get someone that comes out of prison. This is a place where they can go. They were trained, they would become Muslim in prison because, you know, being a Muslim in prison, you get special treatment. You get more yard time. You get more time out of your cell for prayer. You get a special diet. You get different food than most inmates do because of their religious beliefs. So being that as soon as they are out of prison, if you think about it, you don't have a place to go. You, like you said, you get a bus ticket and a couple bucks. But these guys would be more than welcome to have you. That, you know, you can come to one of these camps. The largest prison in Georgia is less than 10 miles away from the Jessup, Georgia Muslims of America compound. It's less than 10 miles. The Georgia State Penitentiary is less than 10 miles away from a camp where inmates can go, and they're free to come there. They're given housing and meal, and they work on the compound. Like I said earlier, these are self-sufficient compounds. They have their own stores. They have their own food. They have their own water sources. They don't need anything from the county. They don't need anything from anybody. They just run themselves.
All right, fine. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And you have to ask yourself, why would this be going on? I want you to tell our listeners then how they can get in touch with your ministry and get your DVD, Homegrown Jihad.
It's simply just by going on the web. It's ChristianAction.org. The website's full of information. It'll give you the location of where these camps are located. Might be one in your neighborhood. Maybe probably is one in your state. At that point, you can start calling your congressman. You can start calling your state representatives and saying, hey, are you aware that we've got a terrorist training camp in Commerce, Georgia, or in Hancock, New York, or Red House, Virginia? That's a good way to get started and let people know this. And, you know, congressmen don't want to hear that they have terrorist training camps in their state. So we got to get people out there talking to their congressmen and their state representatives and saying, we don't want terrorist camps in our state.
Well, I think we need to find out why, if it's so important, we have to take off our shoes and our belt and certainly our when we're going in, to get on an airliner. Why? Because we have to be searched and radiated when we get an airliner. And they're so concerned about, you know, a little 80-year-old lady who might be a terrorist, but they're not concerned about these Islamic terrorist training camps where these people are being trained with automatic weapons and explosives. And basically, do you have a feeling that they're being trained so that when the time of violence comes, that these people can be used against our communities to commit acts of mass violence in one form or another? Is this what it's really all about? Why are they training these people here in with the use of weapons and explosives?
Well, if you think about it, it's our worst enemy, and they're actually inside the United States of America. I mean, they are the infrastructure for terrorism, meaning the fact that if something was to occur, these would be the troops on the ground fighting for jihad. That's what they're trained for. One informant that left the camp told us that if Jelani, who's a radical cleric in Lahore, Pakistan, he told us that if Jelani said they worship him as if he's some type of god, if he's some heir to the Mahdi, that if he told his members to go outside and pour gasoline on themselves and light themselves on fire, they would do it blindly. So whatever the sheikh tells them to do, they will do. Now, Osama bin Laden said, I have no greater friend than Sheikh Mubarak Ali Jilani. Sheikh Mubarak Ali Jilani in Lahore, Pakistan, is the founder of Muslims of America.
And, Chris, why don't they go over and do something to him, you know, so that we've executed other radical clerics over there? Why don't they go after this guy who set up the training camps here in the United States? It would seem to be that he would be the one you'd go after, rather than a 16-year-old boy over there is looking for his father, who they killed just a few weeks ago.
And people have gone over there to interview Jelani and find out why he has this network, you know, so vastly in the United States of America. Wall Street reporter Daniel Pearl went over there to interview Jelani, and he was beheaded. He was kidnapped and beheaded on national television. So there is a fear factor there. These are dangerous people. This work is not sort of lighthearted. This is dangerous work when you start dealing with terrorism and this ideology of the
Well, I think it's important. I think it's important the American people realize who's really funding terrorism. Anybody would like to know who's funding terrorism? Well, part of the funding is coming from the Bank of England. How can I make that statement? Well, very simply, because Lord James, who is a member of the House of Lords, on December 10th, 2010, it was late in the evening, and he was involved in the discussion when the House of Lords was meeting, and he commented how he was really fairly important. He had funneled billions of pounds to the Irish Republican terrorists and to the terrorists in North Africa, and he'd done that at the behest of the Bank of London and certainly the Bank of England. He was very important, and if you want to criticize him, why, he was simply acting for them. Now, why would the Bank of England be funding the Irish Republican Army that is killing British citizens? Why would the Bank of England be funding the terrorists in North Africa, who, of course, the following a month would begin the revolution there in Tunisia, followed by the revolution in Egypt, and then the revolution in Libya, and now the revolution taking place in Syria, and that already, of course, overthrown the Turkish government, the secular government there, and replaced it with a radical Islamic government. Why would we, the United States, be funding the terrorist organizations acknowledged on the list of terrorist organizations? One of them is called MEK, M-E-K, all capitals. They are working to overthrow the government of Iran. We've given them hundreds of millions of dollars. Why would we be funding terrorist organizations throughout the world? And of course, you can go off to the internet and type in CIA funds ISI. ISI is Pakistani Intelligence. You'll find out that if you go to your search engine, the CIA is funding ISI. And then type in ISI funds Al-Qaeda, and you'll find that ISI, which is funded by the CIA, is funding Al-Qaeda. Maybe, ladies and gentlemen, nothing as it appears to be. Could it be that this is all a fraud, a preparation for justifying a dictatorship in America? Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Our guest is Jason Campbell from the Christian Action Network. And let's go to Bill from Arizona. Hi, Bill. Do you have a question or comment?
Well, Dr. Stan, I would like to suggest that since we have a continuously growing unemployment problem in this country, which is coming to the attention of the unemployed, why they're unemployed, that perhaps it's time for all of the people who really don't have anything else to do to perhaps have some of the people who have the money to fund something for them to do, to actually, for us to get serious about rebuilding the militias in this country to where they were at the time of the revolution, and also to perhaps take advantage of Richard Mack awakening his sheriffs around the country to rebuild our posses to where they were at the time of the so-called Wild West period of this country, and basically for we the people to start enforcing the laws that it is obvious that the federal government has no interest in it, and follow up to that, that basically for the most part, most of the law enforcement which is going on in this country is increasingly being directed towards we the people instead of they the criminal.
Well, I think that what we really have to do, Bill, is educate people about the subversive element, which I believe is working at the highest levels of our government. We will be put our time into that best. Now, we should, of course, be working with the sheriffs, and I will tell you that we're going to hopefully have one of some of the sheriffs from Oregon. There are about 15 or 20 sheriffs in Oregon now who are forming a coalition saying that the federal government is overstepping its bounds and regulating land in Oregon, that they have no right to do that. But we want to work within the system, but also, Bill, rather than organizing militias, you'll time will be far better spent getting people to listen to Radio Liberty, hearing our talk on the planned police state, and understanding the Brotherhood of Darkness, these people working behind the scenes who worship a different god, are intent upon destroying what was once the land of the free and the home of the brave, and are actually funding this whole world terrorist movement to justify increasing the government's control over our lives. But thanks very much for calling, and please keep listening and encourage others to listen and support your local sheriff and get him informed, okay?
My local sheriff, Dr. Stan, is this Bozo that's the sheriff of La Paz County, Arizona.
Well, then
standing behind the police chief of Quartzsite, Arizona, who has basically staged a coup d'etat in his own
Then you organize a movement to get rid of him and to recall the sheriff and the police chief. That's where you put your most time in. God bless you. Thanks for calling, Bill. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. But first of all, I think that we have to convince the American people this could really be true. It sounds like a fairy tale. In fact, has anybody ever said to you, Jason, this couldn't be true, this could not be going on in America?
Oh, absolutely. We hear that all the time, and I think that's why, you know, the film's doing so well, and I think this is why the notoriety of these camps. These camps have been around. Like Paul Williams has said, I mean, they came around in the early 90s. They've been around, but we have to begin to educate people and let them know that these things really exist. We can't just bury our head in the sand and say, well, maybe it's not that bad. But like you said, when we have to take our belts off, our shoes off, and go through these embarrassing screening moments every time we go into an airplane, that has to remind us that it is that bad, that our government's telling us that this is the biggest threat. Well, then we have to know that there's even a bigger threat. And the bigger threat is in what the education process is, of what our young people are learning, and the fact that there's an infrastructure already for terrorism built within the United States of America, that we have a group called the Muslim Student Association that's infiltrating colleges with lots of money, tons of money that's coming in from Saudi Arabia. This is an all-out war in many different fronts. It's just not the terrorist camps in the United States. We're talking about an education process, an Islamic education process, infiltrating our education system. We're talking about a self-jihad and the fact that we've got wimpy pastors out there all across America that are caving into this multicultural, non-traditional messages in the fact that they're not recognizing this enemy that's out there not just to defeat America, but also to defeat Christianity.
Well, of course, behind everything is this spiritual battle we talk about. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And we've got Heinrich calling from New England. Heinrich, do you have a question or comment for our guest?
Yes, hi. I have a comment, but before that, I just want to answer a question. Is there any of these so-called Muslim training camps in parts of Europe that also don't like that garbage, you know, like the Netherlands, Sweden, Germany, France? Yes or no. I'm not
going to
go through detail.
Right. Well, when you get into training camps, you know, I've been all throughout Europe. I've not seen a training camp, but what we have seen, you've got 750 no-go zone areas in France alone. In the UK now, you have Sharia compliant zones. And I've been there. I've walked down the street. They're heavily Muslim. You're not allowed to go there. What we're seeing there, we're seeing an enclave of immigrants taking over a particular part of the city, and very similar examples that we see in Brooklyn and also in Dearborn, Michigan.
Oh, yeah. You know, I heard about Dearborn, Michigan.
Right.
Let me tell you a story. There was a host named Bob Grant who talked about he's never been there. He was a talk show host on AM, you know, on WABA, then WABC. Then he retired about 5-6 years ago. And he talked to somebody told him about Dearborn, Michigan, and it looks like Iran or something. But as far as what you say with the French places in France, you mean that even the regular white French can't go there unless they get permission,
right?
Or is it just anybody?
Well, it's you can go there, but it's worth your life to do it.
And okay,
fact, my understanding is that in Dearborn, when you call a local business, they say, do you want the message in English, Spanish, or Arabic?
Oh yeah, isn't that crazy? Yeah, I know. Well, by the way, a woman told me in Florida once told me that about 4 years ago, they were proposing of making passing a law in the state legislature in Florida to make English the second language.
Right.
You know, but you don't hear German or French or Swedish or anything. All right, let me move on. You mentioned earlier with this stuff, and here's the thing, and Dr. Stan was talking about, oh, I hear the music, but, hello?
You go right ahead.
Okay. Dr. Stan was talking about the State Department. The thing of it is this, I think you have these worthless communist, you know, I don't mean lightly socialist, like something with Sweden. I said communist, Marxist, revolutionaries from that are older than me, that are, you know, around during the 60s, mid-60s, early 60s, that would love to have this country be its working class and even its upper middle class and even wealthy, especially if they're white, overrun by all these third world cultures from Central South America, like Mexico, Muslims, and
Heinrich, I'm going to have to interrupt you. Behind all of this is the Brotherhood of Darkness, people of great wealth who are using this to destroy America.
Yeah, but they want that, though. They like to see this country a dump.
Yeah, but you see, it's not the communists. It's not the low-line Marxists. Yes, you're absolutely right.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a four tape or a four CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets that'll protect your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
Sometimes when you're having an important spiritual conversation with a friend or loved one, time simply runs out. Now there's a place on the World Wide Web that will help you keep your friend's interest until you can meet again face to face. I'm talking about thestoryofjesus.com. Yes, that's right, thestoryofjesus.com. It's a wonderful new website that does exactly what you think it should. It tells the story of Jesus Christ. You'll find there a completely harmonized version of the four gospel accounts. It's available for you to browse through on your computer, download in print for a permanent reference, and you can even listen to the story on your computer or download files, which will work on your portable digital player. Tell your friends. Use it yourself. That's thestoryofjesus.com. Simple as that. Thestoryofjesus.com. For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
We need to get our trilogy of books written by John Loftus, starting with The Secret War Against the Jews, America's Nazi Secret, and Unholy Trinity. You need to get the trilogy of books going into the funding of Adolf Hitler, both before and during the war, and that would, of course, be Wall Street and the Rise of Hitler, Dr. Dennis Cuddy, The Power Elite and the Secret Nazi Plan, and Charles Higham, Trading with the Enemy. Now, they're all available for Radio Liberty. If you're only going to get one, get the DVD, my interview with Professor Sutton, The Best Enemy Money Could Buy, because it goes into the funding of the communists, of the Nazis, and of the North Vietnam during the Vietnam War, where we funded the communists, we're funding the North Vietnamese, we're funding the Viet Cong, we're killing our boys. We could have won Vietnam in 6 weeks. I was personally told that by Ambassador William H. Sullivan and by four-star Marine General Lew Waldt. Incidentally, we have an interview, my filmed interview with General Waltz, available from Radio Liberty. You need to get it and watch it. But you must understand, we were never allowed to win the war. Instead, they sent us over there to fight a 10-year war, a no-win war. It was a great diversion as they brought in the great new departures in health and education and welfare. And, of course, you basically need to get our four-tape set on Vietnam, where we actually go into the background of the Vietnamese War and what it was really all about. And Vietnam, and then we actually have three different tape sets. One is The Men We Left Behind, and then One Man Came Back. Three, four tape sets, very important. You get the Vietnam special. Understand it was all phony. And if you want to know why we were fighting in Vietnam, the articles written in Foreign Affairs magazine by McGeorge Bundy, it's January 1967, titled The End of Either Or. That's The End of Either Or, Foreign Affairs Magazine, the theoretical journal of the Council on Foreign Relations, written by McGeorge Bundy, who belonged to the Luciferian Skull and Bones, belonged, of course, to the Council on Foreign Relations, and was part of the Brotherhood of Darkness. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. We hope the many of you out there will certainly want to get a copy of tonight's film. Find me talks by Sydney. Jason, we hope, of course, you'll want to get the DVD that we offer. It's entitled Jihad in America. Jihad in America, since you get by our interview with them and the talks given by Paul Williams. You'll certainly want to get the copy of tonight's talk with Jason. Our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. And start connecting the dots. Understand the war on terrorism is as phony as a $3 bill. How do we know that? Why, all you have to do is go up in the internet and type in Leon Panetta, 50 members of Al-Qaeda, Afghanistan. That's Leon Panetta, 50 members of Al-Qaeda, Afghanistan, or Sydney General James Jones, 50 members of Al-Qaeda, Afghanistan, and your search engine. And you'll find out there's 50 members of Al-Qaeda. We've got almost over half a million men over there fighting them. It's all a lie. And then, of course, Israel released 1,027 terrorists. Israel released 1,027 terrorists to get back one soldier. It's like catch and release, ladies and gentlemen. You've got to help us get the information out. The average American finds this so difficult to believe, but you go up on the internet and suddenly find out about these Islamic terrorist training camps in America. Go to the Christian Action Network site and pull down Homegrown Jihad. Homegrown Jihad. And you can actually get that. You get much of it's on YouTube. I've seen it up there. You can get the whole thing or get it off of YouTube. Homegrown Jihad. And then, of course, please pray for America, but pray for Radio Liberty, our provision and protection.
Oh.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion and delusion that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They're my views, and well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Barry Shamish. But I should warn you that Barry's been through a major surgery since he was last on. We heard a couple of weeks ago that he had had a massive heart attack and that he had been taken to the hospital and they did an angiogram. And then, of course, he had open heart surgery and they replaced a valve and a number of blood vessels there. And he is recovering and he was good enough to come on with us this evening. But he's a little weak, a little short of breath. And so we're going to have to help him. But we want Barry to be there to keep us abreast of what's going on over in Israel. And of course, he's an Israeli citizen. He's very, very concerned about Israel, as we all should be, because certainly as an evangelical Christian, I believe, of course, that God worked to bring the children of Israel back to Israel at this time in history. And people say, look, a lot of these people don't believe in God, or they're secular, and that's absolutely true. And I don't necessarily think that some of the Israeli leaders, I don't like them at all. But that has nothing to do with why God brought them back at this time in history. Because basically there is a master plan for what I believe is unfolding. And I believe that God works in the affairs of men and guides them. And I've seen this repeatedly in my life. And I've seen it even in Barry's life, whether he wants to acknowledge it or not. And I've seen it in my wife's life and in so many of the people we work with. And certainly, so we are supporters of Israel. We don't necessarily support the policies. I don't necessarily think that the United States government should be giving Israel money at all. But I believe that certainly we should be praying for Israel and doing everything we can as individuals to help and support not only Israel, but the Israeli people, who I believe, of course, are in for some very, very difficult times in the not-too-distant future. Well, Barry, how are you feeling tonight?
Oh, pretty lousy.
Okay.
But I'm going to do the show because I need practice.
Okay, fine. Well, it's good to have you back. It sounds like the old Barry, maybe just a little bit tired because it's midnight, but tell us what your take is on what's going on over there and yes, the unfolding events in the Near East and the Middle East and certainly all this agitation about Iran and somebody's going over there and killing their scientists with motorcycle bombs and a magnetic bomb, motorcyclists, putting them on the side of a vehicle driven by an Iranian scientist, nuclear scientist. They simply killed him yesterday. And all of these really are, this is not what you're going to do if you want to get peace in that area. But I want your take on what's going on.
Well, I have a take. I wrote a very short article telling my readers that you can forget about me for a good 6 weeks. Oh, I hear music already.
That's all right. You go right ahead. I'll tell you when we're going to take a break.
All right. I'm going to give what happened to me, and we'll get to what's happening in the Middle East.
All right, fine. Well, let's get to what's happening to Barry Shamish.
Well, what's happening is a month and a half ago, my wife, Cindy, offered me a Long Island tea, and I don't remember the rest of the night. Blacked out. I've never blacked out in my life. Now, that should have been a warning signal then and there that something was wrong.
All right, fine. You hang on. We'll be back in just a moment with Barry Shamish as he tells us the events that led up to his hospitalization. Barry, go right ahead.
Now, as a background, I was supposed to, and in fact did, rent a car and drove to Deerfield Beach
in Florida to give us a lecture before a Meet Women, a serious group. Now, there was one problem. I was supposed to go with my wife. Cindy and I had made the a date for a really romantic tryst that we would get away for a while. There were other plans. I forgot Cindy. To this day, I don't remember how I did that. I don't remember planning the trip. I know that we had failed to get off work together, but I don't remember a thing about it. All I know is when I got home, there was an email from Cindy saying that that's we're finished. For you to do that to me means we're finished. And I looked at this letter and I said, what did I do to her? What did I do to my wife? I wrote her back and I phoned her and I said, all right, that's I don't remember a thing about it. And I'll go into more detail about that. But I said to her, something is very, very wrong that I would forget a whole day. And we agreed to take me to Flagler Hospital. St. Augustine Hospital. It's called Flagler. And the doctor looks at me. And then within seconds, he says, well, you have a choice. You can be admitted right now, or against medical advice, you can walk out the door, but it would be a mistake. Well, I had to be admitted because there was something blocking my memory, nonstop blocking my memory. Now, I'm going back to Meet Women in Deerfield Beach. I gave a speech, and now I've given this speech, it's the Rabin speech. In its own way, it's a classic. I've given it 400 times before, on all continents. I flopped. But that's not the part that was kind of amazing, that I flopped with a speech, which is a tried and true winner. What's amazing is I don't remember one detail from the evening.
Hold that thought, Barry. We'll be back in just a moment here. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Barry is sort of giving the background of what led up to his hospitalization. And basically, he had actually taken given a speech in the southern part of, was that Florida that you were coming to give a speech? And basically, he was supposed to take his wife. He forgot to take his wife. He went down and he gave the speech, and he doesn't remember anything about the speech other than the fact that it didn't go over very well. He began to become forgetful, and as you know, Barry has a wonderful retentive mind. That's one reason we always enjoy having him here. And suddenly, he can't remember anything about the speech. He can't remember the trip. He couldn't even remember he was supposed to take his wife with him. He gets back, of course, to where he lives in Florida. His wife takes him to the hospital, and the doctor takes one look at him and says, you have two choices. You can be admitted to the hospital, which you should be, or you can walk out of here. But if you do, it'll be a terrible mistake. The doctor obviously recognized the fact that something's wrong with Barry's circulatory system, and he's not getting adequate blood to his brain. Go right ahead, Barry.
Yeah, that sums it up all right. Now, as for the admission, this gets complicated because this is America and you don't have a health care system here. This is not a minor complaint. I've lived in Israel, Canada. My children were born in England. Everywhere there was a health care system. It was a human right. But, well, they admitted me, but I knew that there's going to be a price to be paid eventually. The price is going to be over $30,000, which I can never repay. So I did something. Well, let's go in order. First of all, I had witnesses to my speech in Deerfield Beach. my good friend, Elisa Bas-Manasseh. She wrote the book Banished. She came up. I introduced her to the crowd. I was honored by her presence. But I remember seeing her maybe for 10 seconds. I don't even remember seeing her in the audience. I didn't recognize her. This was a really, really good show for a Jewish crowd. I don't remember a thing. Not a thing. Now, it gets weirder and weirder. Now, many months ago, well, not so many, 3 months ago, I sent you a review of her book, Banished, about the forced removal of the Jews from Gush Katif, or Jewish Gaza. That's her book, and I recommend it highly. I didn't even know she was there. These are symptoms when me and Cindy walked into the hospital and I told them that these things happened, they took everything very seriously. He said straight out, either you had a series of mini strokes or you had a very long heart attack. One of the two, and we want to check you to see what. Well, I was checked. I had agreed to be admitted. I was put on a stretcher, and, well, what do you know? They wanted me for surgery that morning. That very morning, the doctor told me straight off, it's amazing that you came here without a massive heart attack. He says, I've never seen just in the nick of time situation, like I'm seeing right now, but you've got to be operated on. They did, what's it called?
Arteriogram. They catheterized your arteries. They cathed your arteries. Did an angiogram.
Well, they found out that the heart was, well, after the little operation where they stuck cameras through the veins, they showed me the pictures. And they said, no choice, buddy. Basically, they were very, very straightforward about it. Said, no choice. You are going to have an operation on your heart, and it's not going to be a simple one. And then they showed the picture. Well, what it comes down to, part of it is just plain congenital. Part of it is just plain bad living. But I didn't deserve this. I'm too young for this.
Now, well, you're a smoker, and you knew you were smoking. You haven't been taking good care of yourself, but that's neither here nor there. Anyway, I'm just glad you came through the surgery. Pick us up. They took you to surgery, and they did open-heart surgery, and what did they do?
Oh, they did the works. I had the full three-quarters of heart surgery. I have a double... Oh, my goodness.
Well, you probably had this at probably a mammary transplant and mammary artery transplant and said that they would have then cleaned out a number of your arteries.
I
and
had
bypassed.
A double bypass.
Right, a double bypass. Okay.
Plus a valve replacement. Apparently, forgetting the bypass, they found another mesh in there and they replaced the valve. They did 5 out of 7 of the openings they were found to be defective, and they worked for hours. And by the way, I heard from some of the staff, I was a cook goose. I should not have survived that thing. There were real scare moments when they thought that I was finished. Now, I didn't hear it, but apparently it was real close.
Well, Barry, did they put you on the bypass machine, or did they do this with the open heart surgery? But did they give you transfusions?
Plenty of them.
Okay,
even after the operation.
Okay, fine. Go ahead.
Hours and hours and hours of transfusions. after the operation. Apparently, I was almost a cooked goose. It was that close. Now, a strange phenomenon happened after the operation was finished. I went out of my mind. For 3 days, I was mumbling nonsense. Well, what it's called is an atrial fibrillation. I had so much drugs put into my system that my body reacted, well, by making me go nuts. For 3 days, I answered questions, and I had lots of visitors, and you could think that I was fine. I wasn't fine. And they were going to keep me there for a long time until I was fine. I found just enough sanity to get out. I could still be in there. Now, a little background, and it's important just to know who I am. And well, when I went into the hospital, I asked Cindy, bring books, all the books in the house, all the DVDs you've got. Now, I knew I would never, ever make the kind of payment this thing was costing me. But I was going to personally autograph over $2,000, every book I had in the house. I said, look, it's not going to make an ounce of difference on the final bill. But these people saved my life. And they're going to get something from me. I'm not a mooch. I brought my whatever was in the house at that moment, in large part because of my Israeli publisher, David Perkins, who I had recently met in Florida, gave me some books. Others were purchased for Deerfield Beach, which did not sell well. And in short, I gave away a matter of a couple hundred books and DVDs. Now, this is a moral issue because I knew that I'm not going to come out ahead in any way in this. I just did it because I honor my work, and that's it. I think my work is valuable, too, and I gave away 2,000 bucks worth of at retail prices. I mean, don't forget, they're all autographed. There was something in the future, I think, I hope. I gave them away to the doctors, nurses, and staff, anyone who helped save my life. I gave these books away.
Okay, fine. Well, how long were you in the hospital?
I was in the hospital, 8 to 10 days.
8 to 10 days.
I started losing track.
Okay, but were you able to walk out of the hospital? Were you strong enough to walk out?
Yeah, on a wheelchair. There's a rule, you got to be...
Okay. So basically, they take you out in a wheelchair. But anyway, are you able to get around at home now and walk a little bit?
I try to go out, and it is so painful.
Right.
And I'm really worried that I'm going to suffer a painkiller overdose.
No, basically, you're what, about 2 weeks now since the surgery?
Yes.
All right, fine. Well, I think you sound pretty good considering the magnitude of the surgery. Certainly, one thing to have the bypass, it's another thing to have the valve replacement. That's really a big surgery. But apparently, Barry's doing very, very well. And
I wouldn't bet on that yet.
But well, his mind seems to be working, and he sounds as cantankerous as ever. Anyway, of course, we'll be back here in just a moment with Barry Shamish, and who's recovering from a major heart surgery. And I can sympathize with him. I had mine about 3 years ago, and it sounds pretty much the same sort of thing Barry had. We'll be back in just a moment here at Radio Liberty. Barry, you go right ahead.
Well, we have...
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued.
Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think that really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work. It's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Verky water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Verky water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
Our socialized system here, where doctors worked for nothing. We had charity hospitals. All the hospitals were there to take care of people, not to make money. Doctors would give a day or 2 days a week to take care of the poor and the indigent. What, of course, those people in this country hate charity. They want, of course, to be able to control everybody and be able to use the structure of government to kill off the elderly, and basically that's why they had the death panels in the Obama health care bill. And of course, there's no problem facing medicine today that a new government program won't make worse. I don't know how Barry's going to handle the bill, but I will tell you, I certainly went in one time for a shoulder surgery. I think the bill for the hospital was 13 $1,000, and I didn't even get a meal, one meal. I was there for a few hours, $13,000. If he got off for $30,000 or $50,000, it's cheap. Of course, basically, the system is designed to fail. But go right ahead, Barry.
Well, the system is very, very sick. And the doctors are not. The doctors, well, what they did was they gave me major heart surgeries, saved my life, and didn't think about the bill. Afterwards comes the bill. That's the stage now, but frankly, I'm in such agony that I'm still not at the point where I'm even thinking about the actual bill. All I know is, had I not moved from Israel to Florida, I would be dead probably today.
Well, I'm glad you did move, and I believe probably God has a very good reason for having you here. I know when I had my heart surgery, I saw what the bill was for the heart surgeon. It was $11,000. Now, probably Medicare paid maybe $1,500, $2,000, maybe $3,000 for the bill. I don't know how much Medicare pays, but Medicare insists that they run the cost up very, very high. The dollar doctor has to do that to get anything out of Medicare, but then the doctor, by law, is forced to bill his private cases like you a totally absurd cost. So there's no way we're going to solve the problem. It has been created intentionally and maliciously by people who want to destroy the healthcare delivery system and eventually be able to eliminate large parts of the population with the death panels which are coming. But so what are the points you'd like to make now, Barry, other than the fact that the whole system is corrupt? Very skilled doctors, but there's nothing that you and I are going to do to change it. Because the American people, well, they're not going to understand what's coming down the line until the death panels kick in, and then it'll be too late.
Well, I think this system, it so obviously needs fixing that it will be fixed somehow or another. It can't go on this way forever. It can't. I mean, look, I got lucky. Florida was a good state to have a heart attack in.
Right, and I'm sure you had skilled doctors, and I'm glad that you came through as well as you did. And when you get feeling better, we can talk on some of the alternatives of what you may be able to do. But anyway, right now, you're doing better, you're getting stronger, and so what's the other point that other than the fact that the system, the finest healthcare system in the world has been systematically destroyed by government interference, and every new program they come up with makes it worse. Go ahead.
Well, we'll go into how I was psychologically, that my ties to Israel kept me alive. Now, here is a point, everyone noted it. I was getting phone calls almost 24 hours a day, and a lot of them were coming from Israel. And they included, you know, my fellow broadcaster Tamar Yona, my doctor in Israel, Dr. Daisy Stern, also a journalist and broadcaster. The list is very long. And without them caring, well, I think that point is obvious enough.
Well, Barry, I'm sure many people are very concerned about you. Want you back on your feet because, of course, we appreciate your commentary. Go right ahead.
Oh, I heard the music. I thought we were...
Well, I'll tell you when we have to cut off. So, for parting thoughts, you've got about 30 seconds before I cut you off.
All right. I'm about to talk. The big question is why the good Jews got labor Zionism to ruin their lives. And this is not a small question.
Well, basically, a lot of people don't even understand what labor Zionism is, so maybe we can get to that when we get back. Ladies and gentlemen, the labor Zionists are the bad form of Israel, and these people are not, in my estimation, true Zionists.
While the storm clouds gather far across the sea, let us swear allegiance.
This is Dr. Stan. I guess it's Barry Shamish, and you can tell Barry's a little tired, but he's doing pretty well. It's a couple of weeks now since surgery. He was mentioning labor Zionism, and of course, this is something that he's written about, and there's a Rabbi Antelman, as I remember, has written about on this subject, and this is a specific form or a group within Judaism who has a different agenda, and that's certainly one of the reasons why there have been so many problems within the Jewish religion over the last 75 years, and certainly the labor Zionists, which most people don't understand, work very closely with the Nazis. Who are they? What are they? You pick up the story. You're the expert on this.
Oh, funny you should mention that. The people who phoned me, and I was in that hospital over a week, and an awful lot of people phoned me and were watching out for me. But they all said the same thing. Without you, we wouldn't have known that the labor Zionists were corrupting Israel. Now, labor Zionism were the founders of Israel. They were the David Ben-Gurions, they were the Chaim Weizmanns, the Golda Meirs, the Ava Evans. These were the founders of Israel. But they threw out religious Zionists. They threw out what was called revisionist Zionists. That has become today the Likud. What they did is they got rid of everyone and took over the entire movement, the entire Zionist movement, until the founding of the state, when they had to have a Knesset with parties, they ran the whole thing. The real problem was, as you mentioned, it was the labor Zionists who put together something called the transfer agreement. And I, listen closely. I don't have a lot of breath, and this one's a very important issue. In 1932, do you know how many Jewish organizations in Germany represented the Jewish people? I'll save you guessing, about 250. In 1934, there was only one, labor Zionism. They had cut a deal with the Nazis, the labor Zionists. You let us train our people for what is called their Aliyah, immigration to Palestine, free of harassment. And when they get there, one, they'll be forced to buy Nazi goods, which was, pretty fair, billions of dollars. But two, all the attempts to isolate the Nazis worldwide would come to a roaring halt. What you had is exactly that. That in 1932, there was tremendous opposition to the Nazis. In 1934, it was quashed. Now, this gets into the realms of which Jews were running American foreign policy. It's not a small issue. And it's there are names, they eventually stopped being Jewish. John Jacob Astor, Belmont, my goodness, who was the chief of the Supreme Court? It doesn't matter. The top-ranking Jews in the United States...
You're not talking about Felix Frankfurter, is
it? Oh, sure, I am.
Okay, fine. Go ahead.
Yes, the top-ranking Jews, from being tremendously anti-Nazi, they decided to all shut up and let the Nazis have their way and let them gather the resources to fund the Holocaust. Now, I'm not saying this lightly. Chaim Weizmann, Israel's first president, addressed the World Zionist Conference, I believe it was in Basel, Switzerland, in 1936. What he said is, there's going to be a tremendous Holocaust coming, but those who survive it will be strong and good for Israel. The rest will be in the dustbin of history. Look that up, folks. They knew they had cut a deal with the devil. They knew what the devil's intentions were. They thought that the devil would let them alone and they were going to be in for a terribly rude surprise. The labor Zionists, without them, Nazism wouldn't have survived. I'm saying that outright. It would have been a flop. It would have been ruined. With them, with their power, especially in the United States, but also their examples throughout Europe, what it comes down to is labor Zionism made sure there was a Holocaust. If I was stronger, I would go into it detail by detail, but that's what happened.
Well, when you do get stronger, I think we need to go into it detail by detail, but just for now, an overview, because, ladies and gentlemen, there are a lot of people who believe, of course, that the labor Zionists control the American government and that the American government is simply an extension of this... The Jewish Zionist conspiracy. This is not a Jewish Zionist conspiracy. There is this labor Zionist movement, which does act as a conspiracy, but it only makes up a very small number of the Jewish population. And yet these are, in my estimation, and I think Jerry Redberry would agree, these are very evil people who've made a deal with the devil to sell out the Jewish people and to force them to Israel. Go right ahead.
You're absolutely right about force them to Israel. That's essentially what they decided, that the new Israel, the new state that they were building and were going to succeed in building, was going to be based on labor Zionism's background belief in something called Sabbateanism.
And I think it's vitally important that people understand what Sabbatean is and where it originated and who the Sabbatean Jews are. Go right ahead, Barry, because this is the key to an understanding of so much of what's going on today. Go right ahead.
Well, it's the key to why Israel exists. What you had in the 17th century was the first of two false Jewish messiahs, Shabtai Tzvi, hence the name Sabbatean, which means believer in Shabtai. And then half a century later, you had Yaakov Frank. What it came down to is that he worked out of Gaza, Shabtai Tzvi, and somehow or another, his view of Judaism caught hold worldwide. Worldwide. All the quotes are from Iran to Mexico. That's the famous quote people repeat over and over again. And by the way, without the aid and abetment of the Vatican, I don't think in the 17th century any movement could go worldwide that quickly.
And, of course, this is the 1600s for the people out there. It's a little confusing, but he's talking about this is during the 1600s. And so pick up the story. Who is the 17th century. That's right. But a lot of people think the 17th century is the 1700s. It wasn't. It was the 1600s. Go ahead.
Look, in 17, the major date was not with Shabtai Tzvi for the true conspiracy. The real conspiracy was with Yaakov Frank, and his followers were called Frankists. Easy enough. He had a burgeoning rule of saboteurs. He would send his people, first he would convert them. All right? Now, a major thing with Sabbateanism here's how it became, anyways. What Shabtai Tzvi was trying to do was to turn the Jewish people into the anti-Jewish people. This was his goal, to make the Jews anti-Jews. Now, what that means in Sabbatean thinking is that everything in the Torah is wrong, or for that matter, right. The opposite is true. Every word of the Torah is accurate in the opposite sense. And by the way, they carried this through and through. They changed the holidays. They changed the Sabbath commemoration. The key of Sabbateanism was to create a new Judaism based on the same Torah, but completely misreading it, purposely misreading it. That's what Sabbateanism was. It caught on big time in Europe in the 1780s, it got really big. Jacob Frank ran a school for spies, essentially. And he was broke. It was a successful school for spies. He was converting thousands of Jews at a time to his Frankism. But it went broke until 1786. When suddenly he moved his movement from Poland to really the conspiracy capital of all time, worldwide, Frankfurt, Germany. In Frankfurt, Germany, Yakov Frank became enormously wealthy. Here is the beginning of everybody's favorite conspiracy, but they don't understand how or why. In Frankfurt, Germany, Frank had a meeting. I'm sure there were many meetings, but we'll just say a meeting for now. With Mayor Amschel Rothschild. He was the father of five very ambitious boys who at the time were just coin collectors. In short, his concept was take over a country's economy and you've got the country. That was basically the Rothschild idea. Now, joining him in this imaginary meeting was, oh my goodness, there goes my memory again. The Jesuit.
What was this, a Jewish person?
Wiesenfeld, what was his name?
Well,
you got to help me.
Well, I know, but was this a Jewish gentleman?
Of course not. He was Illuminati.
You're talking about Adam Weishaupt then.
Adam Weishaupt.
Okay, fine. All right.
No memory isn't back yet. Yes,
well, you're doing fine. We'll be glad to help you. Basically, yes, certainly Adam Weishaupt, the man who founded the Illuminati on May 1st, 1776. Go ahead.
Well, he met with Mayor Amschel Rothschild and Yakov Frank, and they created the greatest conspiracy that there ever was, and it's affecting, well, let's put it this way. What you've got with, you got the greatest group of spies that you ever saw working their magic throughout the world. Now, without diving, there's a whole history. And believe me, I can't do it today, but we'll do it some other time. They switch the mold to revolution worldwide, including in the United States, but not just. They use the principles. Discussed, again, I'm using this magic meeting. There was more than one meeting, and there was not. They develop principles that work like a charm. And they spread this, what is called Illuminatiism worldwide, but people are making mistakes. The Illuminati work, well, it's a long story, but during the French Revolution, a horseman fell, killing the rider, in a satchel with the plans for the revolution, and they were guided by the Illuminati or Weishaupt. Somehow, the Frankists or the Sabbateanism, Shabtaiwut, and Frankism were the same thing. They followed the same beliefs. Jacob Frank accepted the Shabtai Tzvi business that the Torah was correct in the opposite sense. They never got the blame. Somehow or another, this movement eating away at Judaism never escaped blame.
And you're talking about it escaped blame for the French Revolution or for the other things?
For the Holocaust. What's
okay,
the French
fine.
Revolution?
Okay,
the
fine.
Entire labor Zionism that led directly to labor Zionists negotiating with the Nazis to supply the Jews for the new Sabbatean Israel all came from, Frankism or Shabtaut or Sabbateanism. It all came from the same source.
Do you think that that many Jews over in Israel really understand the significance of what you're saying? I believe you're absolutely right, but do you think many Jews over there really understand this?
Well, they a lot more did 80 years ago. Sabbateanism was much, much better known 100 years ago
right.
than today.
All right.
I hear the music.
You hear the music, of course, basically, because the Holocaust took care of place, what, about 67 years ago. But basically, ladies and gentlemen, there is this force within Judaism, Sabbateanism, which, of course, Rary refers to as the Labor Zionist Movement. It's part of what I call the Brotherhood of Darkness. We have this similar problems with the Vatican. We have similar problems within the Protestant Church. But they are all forces that are intent upon destroying the traditional religions that made Judaism and Christianity are the leading forces in the world. Barry, go right ahead.
How much time do I
you
have?
You got 3 minutes.
All right, I'm going to...
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-dry guy, the best you can buy.
Sometimes when you're having an important spiritual conversation with a friend or loved one, time simply runs out. Now there's a place on the World Wide Web that will help you keep your friend's interest until you can meet again face to face. I'm talking about thestoryofjesus.com. Yes, that's right, thestoryofjesus.com. It's a wonderful new website that does exactly what you think it should. It tells the story of Jesus Christ. You'll find there a completely harmonized version of the four gospel accounts. It's available for you to browse through on your computer, download in print for a permanent reference, and you can even listen to the story on your computer or download files, which will work on your portable digital player. Tell your friends. Use it yourself. That's thestoryofjesus.com. Simple as that. Thestoryofjesus.com. Many decades, these great United States.
Understanding of the Labor Zionist movement and the forces behind the creation of Israel. But, of course, I believe God is involved in this in some way. And I believe God perhaps used the Labor Zionists because he wanted to bring the children of Israel to Israel at this time in history. But, you know, God works in strange ways. We don't understand it, but I see his influence in my life and the life of our family and our friends. And under any circumstances, please pray for Barry Shamus that he may recover his health. And he'll be back there, of course, helping us delve into the exciting events that are going to be taking place this year and in the next several years, because we're moving into a period of chaos and crisis throughout the world, but specifically in Israel. Well, this is the time when I have to remind our listeners that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported, and if you're in a position to help, our number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. But you cannot understand Israel unless you understand Barry's view of labor Zionism, of Sabbateanism, and of the Frankish Jews. And then, of course, that'll take you into the atrocities committed against the children, certainly the ringworm children and the Yemenese children there, certainly in Israel, following the Second World War. It's a horrible, horrible, horrible story. So, but the Sephardic children and the ringworm children. But that's for another night. We hope you'll get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. We hope you'll get my talk on the dark secret and the forbidden secret. We hope you get our talk on the interview. It is called The Best Enemies Money Could Buy, The World Revolution. They're all available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage is RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. If you go there, you can listen to our programs 24 hours a day. You won't get much accomplished, but you'll certainly you'll learn a lot, and we need to get you trained so when I'm not here, you'll be able to pick up and get this information out to others and to generations yet unborn. Because there is a spiritual battle going on today for the souls of men and the survival of Christian or Judeo-Christian civilization, and our job is to get people to understand what it's all about. We're heading into a dictatorship in America. If you've never certainly heard my talk on the planned police state and got the syllabus that goes with that, that's the planned police state and the syllabus that goes with that, why that's available at 1-800-544-8927. We have so much information. If you'd like a catalog, we'd be glad to get it for you, but you can go to our website, RadioLiberty.com. These issues are all discussed there. We have a number of our DVDs. They're posted. You can watch them for nothing. You can listen to our radio programs there 24 hours a day for nothing. If you have an iPod or iPhone or BlackBerry, you can listen to our programs. You can read our newsletters. There's a lot of wisdom, a lot of